And while we're on the subject of food, what could be more basic than rice? You mix a cup of rice, 2 cups of water, boil, and that's it. Well, if you read Kim Severson's article yesterday in the New York Times, Fluffy, Tasty, Tricky, you know that rice isn't just rice. I'm going to let the world's rice expert, Shirin Jaffery, explain.
Well, Aaron, Kim's article, she is trying to find the best way to cook rice, which is not easy. She was raised by an Italian mother, so she knows how to cook pasta, but she finds cooking rice really difficult. So she goes out to find these cooks from different countries and find the best way to cook rice. So there's someone from Egypt, there's another woman from Iran, and then she talks to them, you know, how do you make the best rice? But in the end, she doesn't manage to find, you know, a single best method that you can cook rice. And she goes with her own method and finally manages to cook rice.
Why is it so hard?
First of all, a lot depends on the kind of rice that you have. You know, rice is grown in so many different countries around the world. So it does depend on the type that you have. Then, you know, the method that you cook the rice, that also is different. And even though you find rice in so many different cultures and cuisines, the way that they make them, it's different. And that's what makes the difference.
Now, I couldn't help noticing that no one Kim spoke to for her article actually explained how to cook rice, which is one of the reasons, as you mentioned, she went off and found her own way. Though many of them actually claimed it was pretty easy once you learned how. You want to share any of your secrets?
Well, it is easy, I have to say. I learned how to cook rice from my mom and my grandmother. I'm Iranian, and cooking rice is a big part of Persian cuisine. We have a lot of rice and stews, so making the perfect rice is really important. And I have to say that I don't have a specific method. I just don't even think about it when I'm cooking rice. I don't measure anything. So first of all, what I do is I soak the rice for 5 minutes in warm water. I add a bit of salt. Then on the side, I boil some water. Then add the rice to that hot boiling water. And the timing is really important here. So you just have to know the exact time to rinse off the rice. If it goes on too long, it would just go soft. Too short, then it would just be too hard and you can't eat it. So the timing is really important. Then you add the rice to another heated pan and you add oil and you get a really nice crispy layer at the bottom of the pan, which is what we call tahdig, and it's really delicious. My mouth is watering just thinking about the tahdig right now.
You know what's incredible about all this is we say rice as if it were one thing. I wonder if most Americans realize that there are many different types of rice.
So the U.S. population is really diverse, and we do see a lot of different foods from different cultures. But sometimes you forget that rice is grown in a different country. You know, you can get rice from India, you can get rice from Thailand, you can get rice from Pakistan. So there's a really global rice business that's going on in the world. And if you talk to people who are serious in making that specific cuisine, they are very specific about what kind of rice they use.
The world's Shirin Jaffery, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
And just so you know, we're not fooling around here. Shirin's Persian rice pudding won our in-house dessert contest on July 4th.